said to him the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go. He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, follow me. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I would invite the children to join me.
Should we start the song?
Sure.
Okay, so we started to learn a song last week, and it's the Fruits of the Spirit song. So what's our fruit today? Does anybody remember?
Orange.
Orange, yeah. So the fruit of the Spirit's not an orange. What can we do for orange? Oh, we got some more kiddos coming. The fruit of the Spirit's not an orange. If you want to be an orange, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruits are love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yep, by the end of July, we'll have it, right? Okay.
I think all those people will have it, too.
I think so. I think so.
Well, I'm glad you're here with me. My name is Robin, and we are going to talk, as the song told us, about the fruits of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit today is not the orange, but it is love. Very good. So, and one of the things that we need to think about, and we all know, God shows us love how? So, I have with me today, in addition to an orange, which I'm going to set down because we're not going to use right now, this. What's this look like?
A bird.
A bird? Some, a what? A board?
Bird.
Oh, a bird. It looks like a part of what? A tree. Yeah. Well, actually, it's the top of our pear. And our job during sacred space or anytime you want this week is to write on here, God shows love by. So I thought we might get a start on it. It's for everyone during sacred space, but we'll get a head start. Some people wrote on it this morning, and some people wrote on it last night. I want you to write on it, or I'll write. You tell me what to write. How does God show love? How does God show you love? Is there a word? Yeah.
He cares for us.
He cares for us. That's a good one. That's excellent. What?
He loves us.
God loves, shows us love by loving us?
No, he loves us.
He loves us. Okay, I'll put
that down.
I got it. How else? Can you think of anything else that God shows you when he loves you?
Gives us
fruit. Food or fruit? Fruit?
He gives us vegetables.
gives us fruit and vegetables. Do you know how to spell that?
No.
Okay, I will. And what did you say? Ways to live? Is that what? Things to live, okay. Oh, wow.
He did make us.
He did. Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, he did.
I believe you.
God makes people because he wants other people to live.
Wow. And how does he want people to treat each other?
Nice.
Nice. Okay. So we do we show love by being nice? Right. Well, we are going to keep going with our fruits of the Spirit, and we will have one of these every week. And we also have a handout for you today that if you want to draw about the fruit of the Spirit, because we're going to have a celebration after church. If you want to draw on those and make something for us to hang on our big blank white wall out there, when you're finished with them, just give it to Pastor Lita or to me today, and then we will help get them hung up. Here you go, babe. So, the fruit of today's Spirit, well, the fruit of the Spirit today is love. Let's have our prayer. God, we know you love us.
God, we know you love us.
Help us love one another.
Help us love one another.
So we can show your love. Amen. Thank you all for coming.
One artificial knee and it doesn't like to move sometimes. As we heard in our song, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Growing in love. Did you know that this word love is mentioned 551 times in the Bible, 319 times in the Old Testament, and 232 times in the New? Did you know that Jesus commands us to love one another three times in the Gospels? And there are four, at least four kinds of love: eros, filial, storge, agape, or in other words, romantic, brotherly, familial, and unconditional. And of course, we all know that the body part we most associate with love is the heart. But did you know that the zest of an orange, today's rather randomly picked fruit of the Spirit, or picked to go with the fruit of the Spirit love, can be used to soothe heart palpitations, anxiety, fear, and nervousness. The essential oil of the orange rind is soothing when breathed. It can calm emotions of the heart. Just some random thoughts as I prepared this week's sermon. A not so random thought. The essence of this fruit of the Spirit is that the entire Bible is a love story. From the creation of the world through love, for the protection of the Israelites because of love, to the sending of the Savior out of love, for Jesus' sacrifice in love. The Bible sends us a simple but powerful message. Love God, love one another, because God loves us. God's love for us is agape love, unconditional love, divine affection. God's love is a verb, an action word, not a noun when simply names something. If expressed with only words, love means nothing. We all like to hear the words, I love you. But without action, the words, as we hear, just heard in 1 Corinthians, are merely a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. It's so easy to trivialize love. I love oranges. But what action does that require? I love the Rockies until they lose too many times. What commitment does that demand? I love fishing or swimming or reading. How does any of that benefit my neighbor? Well, if my catch is large enough, I might share some fish. I love TV or video games or going to the movies. Where is the love in these activities or inactivities? The violence of today's world trivializes love even more. We literally kill each other. No one is safe, not even our little ones. Some starve and live without, while others throw out. We witness horrific child abuse and child trafficking and spousal abuse, and we pray for God's intervention. But we forget sometimes that God intervenes through our hands and our hearts. God's work, our hands. God's love for us calls us to action, to love one another as God loves us. As I strive to express this God-given agape love of today's message, I turn again and again to the word. I cannot say it any better. The words of love as found in our scriptures say it all, so I will let them speak. I'll not include all 551 times from the entire Bible, or even the 232 times from the New Testament, where love is the focus. We might be here all day. I will share some that are most powerful for me. Some don't even mention love, but they describe love. 1 John 4 tells us, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in them." Abiding love, sacred love, ever-present love, God's gift of pure love in you and in me, for you and for me. Wow. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Philippians 2 tells us, "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves." Selfless love, humble love, put everyone before myself, just as Christ put me first when he died on the cross for my sin. That's hard, difficult, impossible for me. I can't do it. I am sinful, full of sin. but God enables me. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Romans 5:8 tells us, but God shows his love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us. And John 15 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his or her life for a friend. Sacrificial love. Love requires sacrifice, and not just sacrifice for the ones that I already love. I must also love the unlovely. Agape love, unconditional godly love, is the only way. I can't do it alone. And I'm likely to get dirty when I do it in today's world. It won't be safe by human standards. It could also be very ugly and very lovely. The fruit of the Spirit is love. James 2 says, if a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to them, go in peace, be warmed and filled, without giving them the things they need for the body, what good is that? Sharing love. I can't just see those around me. I must give all that I have and all that I am. We have so many opportunities here at Our Savior's. Faith Family Fellowship, including our new showers. One Village, One Family, World Hunger, Disaster Relief, Habitat for Humanity, Camping Ministries, Lutheran Campus Ministry. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Matthew tells us, come unto me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Comforting love. This is perhaps the love that I've experienced the most powerfully in the last 3 years. In that time, my husband and my sister and 8 other family members have died. And in God's agape love, I have found rest. In this place, I have found comfort. The fruit of the Spirit is love. We already heard from 1 Corinthians 13, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. And Psalm 118 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his steadfast love endures forever. Stubborn love. Yes, God is stubborn. And it's a good thing, for he has the likes of you and me to deal with. We are all prodigals, selfish and self-centered beyond comprehension. Yet God's love for each of us endures forever. The fruit of the Spirit is love. Matthew 22 says, and he, Jesus, said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Supreme love. Agape love. The love that keeps our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. The ultimate love story of our God. The fruit of the Spirit is love. In today's gospel, Jesus asks Peter 3 times, do you love me? And 3 times, Peter responds, yes, Lord, I love you. Peter is then told 3 times to feed and to tend Jesus' sheep and lambs. For the second time in his life with Jesus, Jesus tells Peter to follow him. And the first time, Peter discovers just who Jesus is as God's son. This time, Peter knows Jesus as the one who fulfilled all of Scripture as the one who died for the sin of the world and the one who lives again and offers us eternal life. Peter knows that following Jesus will result in hardship and death. Peter also knows that there is no greater love or life than following the one who is agape love. Love is the first fruit of the Spirit, and loving God is the first commandment. We love because God first loved us. We are called to follow Jesus. When we know God's agape love, we can do nothing but follow because God lives in us. Will it be easy? No. It will be life-challenging and life-changing. It will be the greatest love story ever lived. Thanks be to God. The first fruit of the Spirit is love. Amen.